Now, we want to give glory to our Lord. Let us sing together song number 17. Song number 17. Near the cross. 17. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain is, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, my Savior given, sits for God's just honor. In your fear and fear, stood in Christ's favorite sky, in the truth divine, and in goodness and shine, and his life on shadow, in the cross.
Amen. Oh, how wonderful. At the cross, we were all delivered from our sin. The letter of requirements was torn into pieces, and the peace of God was laid into our heart. Now, let us sing together song number 3. Song number 3. Are you washed in the blood? Number 3.
You washed in the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, and the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Yes, thy garments spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Everyone may ask this question himself. Are you washed? Whether we accepted what the Lord has done for us. Oh, how wonderful! The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, from all spots. And even today is the time of grace. Even today we may come to the throne of grace, laying everything at the cross, and the blood will wash us clean, whiter than the snow. Now, as the word of introduction, before Brother Schmidt prays with us, we would like to read a word from 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, from verse 22nd part. 1 Peter chapter 2, second part of verse 20. But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Up to here, this precious word of God. The Lord left us an example so that we may follow his footsteps. He is an example in everything, and we may always look in whatever situation we are in our lives. We must look to the Lord. What has our Lord done? Or what would have our Lord done in this situation? Therefore, we must not justify ourselves or judge ourselves or anything, but we just have to leave everything up to him who judges righteously, laying everything before him, not justifying ourselves. Although we suffer for righteousness' sake, and it's really like this, all who follow the Lord, who recognized the truth and accepted it, they are persecuted. They are hated. They do not fit into this world, just as our Lord. He was hated. He was persecuted. Also the disciples of the Lord. But we may look on him, and time and again we may receive new strength, and we may be sure and certain whatever he has done, brothers and sisters, this has taken place for us, and we are free from sin. Oh, how wonderful. Yes, here it's written, Isaiah 53, by his stripes ye were healed. Time and again, by faith, we must look up to the Lord. And although, and even in the New, in the Old Testament, it was enough to look on a tree on which a serpent was hanging, which symbolizes the judged sin, and the people were healed. How much more, brothers and sisters, if we look in our faith to Jesus Christ, our Savior, who by the power of his own blood redeemed us and delivered us. Brothers and sisters, let us today, by faith, receive God's word into our hearts. Let us really give glory and honor and thanksgiving to our Lord. Please. We stand up. Great God, Father in heaven, we thank you that as it is written, as written here, we were like sheep going astray. But now, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are our great shepherd, the overseer of our souls, the keeper of his people. We thank you for it, that also in these days, we said, the Christian world is now is celebrating these days. But Lord, we know you did more as only this day. But it's a memorial, oh God. Yes, it's a fact which you did for us. All our sins, all our shortcomings, our failures, all our burdens, you took upon yourself. You, the man of pain, of grief, you bore all our pain up to the cross. with a crown of thorns. Your blood you shed, your side was opened. Lord, we thank you that we may live in the certainty and we believe that you are the same who you was and who is to come, the Almighty. We thank you for this evening. Lord in heaven, bless each one of us. Bless our souls, our hearts. Bless our ears and eyes. Oh, let us receive in our hearts, Lord. We ask it. Please bless your word. Bless the lips through which you will speak to us. Lord, we are here to hear and we want to bring glory to your name. Bless worldwide all who are joining us online, all who are listening, whether individuals or whether groups and fellowships. Bless us all. We want to praise you and give honor to you. Amen. Let us sing, "They Come from the East and West," chorus number one.
East and West, they come from the lands afar, to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Only believe, only believe.
May be seated.
Also, I would like to mention the brothers who phoned us, Brother Mbie from the DRC, Brother Kasadi, Brother Mwamba, Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, Brother Jacques Abidjan, Brother Müller, Germany, Brother Monga, South Africa, Brother Cecil, Sister Holviti, and Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Chovava, Brother Solomon, Brother Lupondo, and Brother, one moment, Brother Ellis Wendel from Edmonton, and Brother Inodi, and from Brother Paul Nyagi. Brothers and sisters, already of that, what the choir was singing, both songs hit the core about which is all about. And in these days, it is actually very important in these days. Whether it's Good Friday or whether it's the Resurrection Day, in the plan of salvation of God, it's just the most important. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with Himself. And today we have visit. I noted down the name. Brother Deo. Where's Brother Deo? Is he here? Where are you, Brother Deo? Please come here. Tell us a few words. Then we have Brother André from Montreal. He shall also give greetings. Is Brother Michael in our midst who would like to say a few words? And as last one, Brother Emmanuel. Just a few words, brothers, words of greetings.
Frères et sœurs, je vous salue tous dans le précieux nom de notre Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ.
Brothers and sisters, I greet you very warmly in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I'm grateful that God lets me be here at the first weekend in April. It was a great desire in my heart to be here. And you can imagine my joy when I knew that I would be able to come. And I have the confidence that the Lord will bless us all. We are joined in the same faith. And we expect the direct return of the Lord. And may His grace be with all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our brother comes from Rwanda, Kigali, and God uses him in a mighty way, even in Ethiopia and in the neighboring countries.
God bless you. God bless you. He bless you in Ethiopia and the surrounding countries.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, brother.
And next time you can speak English.
Yes, I will try. I will try. Yeah, I will do it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Where is God, brother? Come on the other side. Yes.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ich grüße euch alle im kostbaren Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus.
You also have the greetings from the brothers and sisters in Canada.
Ich habe Grüße mitgebracht von allen Brüdern und Schwestern aus Kanada.
Especially from Montreal and Ottawa.
Und besonders aus Montreal und Ottawa.
And it's a real blessing to be here tonight.
Und es
this
ist ein
weekend,
wirklicher Segen, heute Abend wieder hier zu sein.
And to have part to what God is doing right now.
Und an dem und in dem Anteil zu haben, was Gott gegenwärtig tut.
To be prepared for His return.
Um bereit zu sein für seine Wiederkunft.
May God bless our precious brother.
Möge Gott unseren geliebten Bruder segnen.
And all his bright church all around the world.
Und alle Gemeinden und Gläubigen um die ganze Welt.
God bless you.
Gott segne euch.
Maranatha.
Maranatha. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ, in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Brüder und Schwestern, Grüße im Namen Jesu Christi, unseres Herrn.
God has been very merciful and kind through these days.
Gott war sehr gnädig und liebevoll.
Like he has ever been faithful and loyal to his honest believers.
Wie immer seinen treuen Gläubigen war.
I would briefly give a mention about what went in India through the meetings in the month of March.
Very brief. Kurzbericht über das, was Gott in Indien getan hat.
We had 3 meetings in India, in Chennai, Hyderabad and Delhi.
Wir hatten 3 besondere Versammlungen in Chennai, Hyderabad und Delhi.
And I am an eyewitness.
Und ich bin ein Augenzeuge.
And also the ear witness.
Und Ohrenzeuge.
That God used our precious brother wonderfully.
Dass Gott unseren geliebten Bruder
in all the 3 cities.
Gebraucht in allen 3 Städten.
And not only in all the 3 cities.
Nicht nur in 3 Städten.
We had visitors from all over India.
Wir hatten Besuch aus ganz
from
Indien,
the major cities of India.
Von allen Hauptstädten
also
Israel,
from Nepal.
Indiens und von Nepal.
So it was a wonderful time that Lord blessed all of us.
Es war eine wunderbare Zeit, in der er uns alle segnete.
I had a blessed opportunity of being with our precious brother in all those meetings.
Ich hatte die Gelegenheit, mit unserem Bruder in all den Versammlungen zu sein.
The first meeting took place in Chennai.
Die erste Versammlung in Chennai.
The second meeting took place in Hyderabad.
Und die zweite in Hyderabad.
And third and final meeting took place in Delhi.
Und die letzte und dritte in Delhi.
Chennai happens to be the south of India.
Chennai ist im Süden Indiens.
Hyderabad happens to be in central of India.
Und dann Hyderabad im Zentralindien.
And Delhi happens to be in north of India and capital
und,
of India.
Delhi im Norden als Hauptstadt Indiens.
But people came from all over India.
Aber Menschen kamen von ganz Indien.
There were few brethren who followed the meetings in all the 3 destinations.
Und es waren Brüder, die den Versammlungen folgten in allen 3 Städten.
And I have something very special here today.
Und ich habe etwas Besonderes heute hier.
Which is on behalf of the congregation in Chennai.
Und zwar von der Versammlung in Chennai.
We have a wonderful brother, Brother Thomas Joseph in Chennai.
Unser Bruder Thomas Joseph in Chennai.
Who has a very long association with our brother.
Er hat eine sehr, sehr lange Gemeinsamkeit mit unserem Bruder.
And as I understood from our brother, this was his 23rd visit to India.
Und ich habe verstanden, es war der 23. Besuch in
India. But this city of Chennai,
aber die Stadt Chennai,
had 54th year of his visitation.
Hatte das 54. Jahr seines Besuches.
And in the memorandum of that 54 years of association and his visits to Chennai.
Und in Erinnerung an die 54 Jahre, in denen ich in Chennai war.
And God using this wonderful brother and his divine ministry and calling for city of Chennai.
Und Gott diesen Bruder gebraucht hat und besonders auch in Chennai.
The brother from Chennai could not be here today.
Der Bruder aus Chennai konnte heute nicht hier sein.
But on his behalf, there is a memento which he presented to our brother. This is in memorandum of the 54 years of the association and the God's work in Chennai.
Yeah.
I know brother is very humble, but I am just saying on behalf of brother John Thomas from Chennai that we thank God, we glorify God into all things that he has done over the years.
Yes.
And this is, I will just leave it with you, brother.
Yes.
I can just leave it here.
No, not here.
Okay.
Not here.
Okay. I will leave it here.
Not here.
Okay, I will leave it.
So
now coming to
coming to
the meeting in Hyderabad. We had wonderful meeting in Hyderabad.
Yes.
And the final thing which I personally want to wholeheartedly
und
testify.
Das endgültige, wo ich Zeugnis ablegen möchte, ist
just 2 days before the Delhi meeting was to take place.
3 Tage vor der Delhi-Versammlung.
The hall for the meeting was already booked 3 months in advance.
Und die Halle war 3 Monate im Voraus gebucht.
People were to come from various parts of the country.
Yes. Menschen kamen ja von allen Gegenden des Landes.
And even outside the country.
Und sogar außerhalb
from
des
Nepal.
Landes. Aus Nepal.
And from various states of India, Punjab.
Und aus dem Punjab.
Chennai.
Und Chennai.
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.
Bangalore.
Bangalore.
Mumbai.
Mumbai.
And so many other places. Plus the local brethren.
Und kamen dorthin auch als lokale Brüder.
We have a very small local congregation in Delhi.
Und wir haben eine kleine Versammlung in Delhi.
Who are the true believers of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
But they are not in the wrong directions.
Sie sind nicht auf verkehrtem Wege.
But there were huge congregations of people who are in the wrong directions in the message.
Aber es sind große Versammlungen in verkehrte Richtung in der Botschaft.
By grace of God, they also attended the meeting.
Auch sie sind zu der Versammlung gekommen.
Many brethren have come out even after 30 years of being in that wrong channel.
Und viele Brüder sogar nach 30 Jahren in verkehrte Richtung sind herausgekommen.
And now a follow-up work is going on in Delhi.
Und es ist das nachfolgende Werk in Delhi.
So that seed which has been sown during this meeting,
so der Same, der gesät wurde in den Versammlungen,
is being watered and nourished,
ist gewässert worden und gedeiht.
And our Lord is giving the growth.
Und der Herr gibt das Wachstum.
We really thank God for this.
Wir danken Gott dafür.
But devil did not stop putting a challenge to us.
Aber der Teufel hat keine Herausforderung gescheut.
Me and brother, we were sitting in the aircraft from Delhi to Chennai 2 days before Delhi meetings.
Yes, but.
And then
wir saßen im Flugzeug von Hyderabad nach Delhi.
And then I get a phone call from one person who is in charge of the Delhi meeting place.
Bekam ich ein Telefonanruf von der Person, die Verantwortung hat für die Versammlung in Delhi.
He was somebody from some church because we booked his hall for the meeting.
Weil wir diese Halle für die Versammlung gebucht hatten.
He tells us 48 hours before the meeting.
Und sagt uns für 48 Stunden vor der Versammlung.
Your meeting on 11th of March is in difficulty. He is telling me on 9th of March.
Am 9. März sagt er mir von der Versammlung am 11. März.
I asked him why.
Und ich fragte, warum.
He says, today we need the confession of your faith, otherwise your meeting will not take place in this hall.
Sagte, heute brauchen wir euer Glaubensbekenntnis, sonst wird die Versammlung gecancelt, annulliert.
I told him, why are you asking after 3 months?
Und ich fragte, warum erst nach 3 Monaten?
We have done all the bookings 3 months in advance.
Wir haben doch 3 Monate vorher gebucht.
He says, my director wants it.
Und er sagt, mein Direktor will es.
I said, okay, I'm in the aircraft, we will talk to you later.
Yes, ich werde später mit dir reden.
And then,
we
prayed upon the matter.
Und wir beteten.
And it is nothing short of a miracle, brethren.
Und es ist nichts als ein Wunder geschehen.
Within a gap of 48 hours,
in den 48 Stunden,
God gave us a new place for the meeting.
Gott gab uns einen neuen Raum für die Versammlung.
Much bigger place,
viel größer.
More people could be accommodated.
Und viel mehr Leute konnten kommen.
And a wonderful meeting took place.
Und wir hatten eine wunderbare Versammlung.
Because God was watching.
Denn Gott wachte darüber.
Because this man wanted.
Denn dieser Mann wollte,
confession of our faith to be declared to him.
Dass unser Glaubensbekenntnis vor ihm bekannt wird.
I told him, confession of our faith is the Bible.
Ich sagte, unser Glaubensbekenntnis ist die Bibel.
This is the confession of our faith.
Das ist der Glaube unseres, ja,
but,
Bekenntnis unseres
Glaubens. But we came to know what he wanted.
Aber wir wollten oder kamen zu wissen, was er wollte.
He wanted that confession of faith with the churches follow.
Und er wollte das Bekenntnis, wenn alle Kirchen haben.
We told and prayed to God.
Und wir sagten ihm,
Lord, we don't want to sell our birthright.
Herr, wir werden unser Erstgeburtsrecht nicht verkaufen.
We don't want to make a confession that makes people happy.
Yes. Wir werden nicht Leute froh stimmen.
And we're thankful to God that he allowed the meeting to take place.
Und wir danken Gott, dass er die Versammlung
gestattet hat. This was nearly a miracle for us.
Es war für uns ein Wunder.
We thank God for this.
Wir danken Gott dafür.
The work of God cannot stop.
Das Werk Gottes kann nicht gestoppt werden.
And the children came out from the wrong faith.
Und alle Kinder sind aus dem falschen Glauben
herausgekommen. Because the children of promise will believe the promise.
Denn die Kinder der Verheißung glauben das Wort der Verheißung.
And will receive the spirit of promise.
Und werden den Geist der Verheißung empfangen.
Glory to his name.
Glory seinem Namen.
We thank God.
Wir danken Gott.
God bless you.
Und wir danken
God bless
unserem
our brother.
Bruder. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Gott gebraucht unseren Bruder in gewaltiger Weise.
Brother, in a mighty way. It's just wonderful. But at this place, we are not used to know and to report all the details, but the journey in March was really very mighty. And in every meeting, I had to pray for hundreds of people, and my left arm could no more be lifted anymore. It was just so mighty. The people came and came from the first to the last. And no one wanted to leave unblessed. No one wanted to go home not being prayed for. It was really very mighty. God was gracious. And as our brother showed, 1964, 54 years ago, their Chennai was called Madras and Mumbai was called Bombay. Yes. But God, from the very beginning, He has given grace and He established the connections to all peoples and tongues. If I would report you how everything took place and how God was leading everything. In any case, this journey was 12 times taking off, 12 times landing, taking off, landing to India. It were about 4 hours time difference. And to Bangkok, 6 hours time difference. And to Manila, 7 hours. And I came a bit out of my rhythm, sleepless nights and so forth, what goes with it. But to the Lord our God be the thanks with all our hearts. The message is being received, and all who believe the word, they get it revealed by the Spirit of God. In Bangkok, we had 2 experiences. One was very good, and one was not so good. The good was that after the preaching, after the proclamation, the woman, the wife of the preacher, stood up. She stood up and she said, I want to be baptized scripturally. And I say to the whole church, be baptized scripturally in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Lukram, you all know him. He was here already. Brother Lukram, he was very happy that the Lord has given the victory and has given grace, that the word was received and accepted. In the charismatic meeting, it was really totally different. 1 hour, 1 hour, just music, and only dancing. And one time the platform was there, and one time the platform was there, and the little girls were singing and dancing. I couldn't stand it. And hallelujah, and praise the Lord, and so forth. And when it was my turn, yes, you can imagine, no compromises with me, no compromise. It's only one opportunity which never comes again. And the word was preached. The counsel of God was declared to the people. But then something happened. One sister from Switzerland, who already lives 45 years in Bangkok, who is part of a Christian organization. When I mentioned the name William Branham, then she got restless and she stood up. She got out and she told to the usher that he should write a sign, please stop, please stop. But I really had the courage to preach to the end and to say that what has to be said. And also there, people came for being prayed for. They came for prayer. And they accepted the word. And then, in Manila, in a special way, the brethren were coming from everywhere, and more than 50 preachers were in the meeting, and we declared the counsel of God, and the Lord has given the victory to it. Then today, I would like to welcome all of you. I have the impression that we have forgot one international brother. But if it is so, then we'll call him tomorrow morning. May all feel at home. We are gathered from all of Europe, from Sweden, from Denmark, from Poland, from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Hungary, from Romania, yes, from Uzhgorod, and from all of Austria. Especially, I would like to welcome our brother Müller Junior and his family, all from Austria, from Switzerland, all from Belgium, France, from everywhere. God is calling out His people. And you all know, we have written a circular letter as an anniversary edition. Brothers and sisters, if we think about it, how God was leading and guiding everything, and God willing, in June, I will write another circular, and I will mention several points, how God was taking care for everything, establishing all the contacts all over the earth. And that we had the great privilege to carry the last message. Really, the last call. After this message, there's coming nothing more, nothing. And God willing, tomorrow we will speak about it. Today, in memorial to that what happened for us on the cross of Calvary, today, I would like to read you a couple of scriptures. And if it applies what Dr. Larkin wrote, it's a book about all of church history, which Brother Branham was reading and mentioning a couple of times. Then our Lord was crucified on the 2nd of April, on the Pesach day. And whether it was a date, we don't care. We know one thing. The redemption took place. And our Lord cried out on the cross of Calvary, "It is finished." God was in Christ and reconciled the world with Himself. And as Paul has written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we beseech you in Christ's state, be ye reconciled with God. And in these two songs, which the choir sung, and also that what we mentioned, what we read in 1 Peter, namely 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, I would like to read again. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body unto the cross, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness by whose stripes ye were healed. Perhaps it's an hour ago, there Brother Hermann Henrich told me, he was reading what the Jews are thinking about Isaiah 53. About Isaiah 53. And just imagine, not one single chapter, not one chapter, in all of the Old Testament is so questioned and is put aside and is being put to silence and never being read by the Jewish rabbis like Isaiah 53. Not one chapter like this. And just think of it. And this is publicly declared. How many rabbis were asked? More than 30 rabbis. What they would say, what they say about Isaiah 53. Yes? Nothing. It's not being read at all. It's not believed. And brothers and sisters, when we then think about it, that the most important chapter, which describes the plan of salvation of our God, in advance, announcing it in advance, and then from the apostle, by the apostles, illuminated and being shown in its fulfillment, also here, of Peter, brothers and sisters, then we recognize what Paul has written in Romans 11. Only the elect has accepted it. All who didn't believe it, they were hardened. And the same it is today. Whoever does not believe and does not receive, he is being hardened. And then he cannot receive it anymore. It's a decision which is being made. And no one can blaspheme and mock God. Either we believe and accept, or we don't believe and receive it not. And then Paul writes, the veil is still upon them. This hurts. This hurts so much to you and me, because we bless the Jews. We bless Israel. We bless Netanyahu. We bless all. And we know God has a plan, and he carries out this plan with the New Testament church. And then afterward, he will turn and reveal himself to his people Israel. Also about this, we heard in the news and we read that all the 13 churches which are in the state of Israel, all of them, all, were against Trump because they are against the Jews. We are for the people of Israel, and we have great pain in us, and we know the Lord will finish his work with all, from all peoples and tongues and nations, and then also with Israel. We cannot go here into all the details, but one thing we know, it's absolutely necessary to believe with all your heart what God has done for us. Unbelief. Unbelief. That's how Brother Brim said it. Unbelief is the original sin. from the Garden of Eden. That what God said, to question it and to give one's own interpretation. Faith is a gift from our God. Abraham believed God, and this was accounted unto him for righteousness. Once again, this mighty scripture, who his own self bare our sins in his own body unto the cross, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, redeemed by his blood, and by his stripes ye were healed. To it, let me read from Romans chapter 4. And here, in fact, in all the Romans, in all the epistles to the Romans, Paul set forth the finished work of redemption. Just very mighty. Romans chapter 3. Romans 3. And here we read verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. To declare his righteousness. Brothers and sisters, a mighty testimony. Upon faith, everything rests. Whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. That's how it is written in 1 John chapter 5. And we may believe God with all our hearts. But now comes that scripture, brothers and sisters, from Romans chapter 4. Romans 4.
Im vierten Kapitel. Hier steht von Vers 7.
Here it's written from verse 7.
Glückselig sind.
Blessed. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Amen. Here, it doesn't speak only of blessedness and happiness, but connected with happiness, connected with the inner thankfulness that we received forgiveness, reconciliation, and grace, that it is our personal experience of salvation. And all those, our brother Emmanuel, he also spoke of them who went into various directions. And then they claim to be in the message. And most important of all, they say that the mercy seat has turned into judgment seat since the opening of the seals, and that the blood is no more on the mercy seat. And if one then looks up the Bible and reads in Revelation 7, verse 14, that even in the great tribulation who remain faithful, they wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. I don't want to say a bad word here, but how foolish is that faith that the blood of the Lamb is no more on the mercy seat? And then the claim, we believe the prophet, we believe the message. No, and again no. God has sent Brother Branham to bring us back to God, back to the Word. And we are grateful that we may believe as the Scripture says. Because the blood-bought multitude will see the Lord. And Ezra said, after the rapture, in the great tribulation, the foolish virgins who remain faithful, they wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord God for the revelation of His Word and of His will, and that we really by grace can rest in it, and that what God has given us, that it's a personal experience for us, that we not only preach a conversion, but that we experience a conversion, that these are experiences of salvation for us, that it might be fulfilled when the Spirit comes, then He will convict the world of the sin. If we are not convicted of sin, then we cannot pray for forgiveness of sins. Only then, when the Spirit of God convicts us that we were born in sin, that we are lost, and that we need salvation of our souls and the perfect redemption by the blood of the Lamb. And with it connected with it, as we said it many times, no one can live eternally except he has received eternal life. And therefore, it is written, all who received our Lord and Savior, them He gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on His name. The name which is above every name. And we have to agree with the Scripture. In the Hebrew language, it's Yahshua. You shall call His name Yahshua. I've seen it. 16 different ways in the various languages, in 16 different ways, the name of our Lord is mentioned. This hurts me. I say it openly. This hurts me. The translators, such important points, they should have left it as they are in the original. Yahweh, the covenant name of the Lord God, who is mentioned 4,024 times in the Old Testament, and then in the New, you shall call His name Yahweh, Yahshua, Yahweh Savior. And if the Jews would have recognized that, namely that Yahweh as the Savior, as the Yahshua came to Him, then they would have been clear to them, Isaiah chapter 53. Then they would know Isaiah 7, Isaiah chapter 9. Then everything what is written in the prophet Isaiah, then they would believe it. And then they would thank the Lord God, because the same who was Lord in the Old Testament is the Lord in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, in the spiritual form of appearance, and in the New Testament, in the body of flesh. The same yesterday, today, and forever. I was thinking on two or three scriptures, because today we will have the Lord's Supper, not only celebrating it, but we will receive it, we will partake of it as a memorial meal, as our Lord said, and He commanded us to celebrate, to have the Lord's Supper as a memorial to that what happened for us. And brothers and sisters, from the Old Testament, I have two or three scriptures noted down. The first one from Genesis chapter 14. Here, the Lord visited Abraham after he conquered the kings, and he was celebrating the Lord's Supper with him. After the victory was manifested, then the Lord, as Melchizedek, as the king of Salem, he celebrated the Lord's Supper with Abraham. Brothers and sisters, in the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 7, right in chapter 1 and verse 1, we are told who Melchizedek was, namely the king of Salem. And in the Old Testament, he had no father and no mother. And in the New Testament, he, our Lord, is our Savior. He has become our Lord and Savior. And also we may celebrate the Lord's Supper as a victory meal. The Lord paid the price on the cross of Calvary. He rose. He conquered death and hell. And as written in the Old Testament already, He waiteth until all enemies are made His footstool. Brothers and sisters, and what must be said in this connection, namely to all who claim to believe the message. I don't know whether I can read all the scriptures, but just go back to Exodus chapter 3. And just want to mention a couple of points, just briefly, which personally have become great to me. Moses had a divine commission. And what was said as the first thing? Let my people go. This was the message. But what followed? What followed the message? What followed the message? The divine reality, namely that the lamb was slain, slaughtered. Exodus chapter 12. And what was it? Let my people go. Let my firstborn son go. 10 times. 10 times. Let go. Let go. That my people may serve me. But before the people could serve the Lord, it was not only enough to bring the message. let my people go, but as written here in Exodus, chapter 12, Exodus, chapter 12, here we have the evidence, the proof of that, what is actually the message and what belongs to it and what took place, what it accomplished actually. Exodus 12, in verse 6 we read, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Here it's about the Passover, Pesach. First time the lambs were killed in all the families, namely in all who heard the message. Ye, my people, come out. This was the message. But then, the highlight, the climax was that the lamb was actually slaughtered. And the blood, as a sign, was applied at the doorposts, right and left, and on the top. And the Lord could say then, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. And now, just imagine this. More than 50% of those who claim to believe the message, they are of the conviction that the blood is no more on the mercy seat. And here we have it, the connection between message and between that what belongs to it, namely that the lamb was slain. What did John the Baptist say? Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. What purpose have these false brothers when they say the time of grace is over, the mercy seat has turned into judgment seat? No, the message leads us to the point that we see the slain lamb, that we see that the blood was shed for us, and that by this the redemption took place, which was announced in the message, namely by the blood of the lambs which were slain. Do you all believe this? In the same way it is today, with all our hearts, we believe that God sent Brother Branham to bring us back to the Word, back to the promises. And we are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts for it. But for all interpretations, all false teachings are a disgust for me. I tell you, I cannot stand them. What runs under the title message and what is being done? Oh, brothers and sisters, the more we should thank our Lord God that we found grace in His sight, and that the message does not turn around the blood, but that all who believe the message of the hour, they will wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They will experience their redemption personally. And then they will cry out with Paul, "Happy is he whose sins are forgiven, whose guilt is covered." I'm honest. When Brother Hermann Henrich told me this in my office, that Isaiah chapter 53 is that chapter which is not being read by the rabbis until this day. Do you know what this means for me? It's like my heart is pricked. It's pricked. And then also, all who misunderstand the message and who mislead the people of God, you really notice it when you journey, when you make missionary journeys, how many groups there are, how many groups, and then the grace of God. Let us say it humbly. We have really received the grace of God to abide in the Word, to abide in the love, to abide in the grace, and to recognize that the message went forth in our time, namely, let my people go. Let my firstborn go. And then the command, the Pesach lamb, to slaughter it, to kill it, and then to apply the blood as a protection of those who went out and who believe the message. For me, it was so mighty, and it will remain so mighty for me, that the Lord was merciful to us. Merciful. In the New Testament, before the Lord's Supper, just the well-known scripture, that it was at the Pesach, that our Lord took the bread. During the Pesach, our Lord took bread, and he was thanking for it. And then they were eating of it. The most well-known scripture is in Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, where we are reported what happened at that time and what happens with us today. We all can read this word, Matthew 26. What shall we read? You all know the word of the Lord. Let us read Matthew 26 from verse 26. Matthew 26 from verse 26. Here it is written. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Verse 27. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Let us say it very clearly, brothers and sisters. The forgiveness is not in the Lord's Supper. The forgiveness is by the blood of the Lamb. our Lord and Savior, went with his own blood into the most holy place. And in the Holy of Holies, he applied the blood upon the Ark of the Covenant, that by everything by which we were condemned and by which we were judged, by the blood, the verdict was annulled. The chastisement was laid upon him so that we might have peace, and by his stripes we were healed. The Lord's Supper is holy to us and precious to us. It reminds us to that what happened for us on the cross of Calvary. And so that all know that it was at the Pesach. Let us read Luke 22. And here we read from verse 15. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover, with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And then he took the cup at the Passover. He took the cup. Do you notice the transition from the Old to the New Testament and to the New Covenant? And therefore Paul could write, therefore our Pesach lamb was slain. Verse 17, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Brothers and sisters, let us summarize what's it all about now. The last message, the calling out of the preparation, can never go around the blood, can never bypass it. It just belongs to it. It belongs to it. And we are grateful to the Lord God, our Lord and Savior. At the Passover, he took the bread. He was thanking for it. And he was dividing it, partaking. He was blessing the cup. And he said, drink all of it. Today, it's our turn. We are here as the blood-bought flock, as people who found grace in the sight of God, who honestly say, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I call upon the name of the Lord, save me, forgive me, be merciful to me. Let me say it clearly here. At the Lord's Supper, only those should partake who accepted the blood of the Lamb, who accepted and received the forgiveness and the grace. And as it was said at the time of Moses, let my people go. Let my firstborn son go. So it is now. My people, my church, my blood-bought multitude, the redeemed who accepted and received what happened for them on the cross of Calvary. And I ask all, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, also all you, you newcomers, examine yourself in the presence of God. As Paul has written in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let each one examine himself, and afterward let him eat of the bread, and let him drink of the cup. We can read one more scripture, namely 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I really believe, brothers and sisters, that you understood what it is all about today. Not only to say message, message, and messenger, and then bypassing what happened on the cross of Calvary. No. The message leads us so that we see that our Lord and Savior at the Passover, he took the bread, he was thanking for it, he broke it. He introduced the Lord's Supper. The Old Testament was put aside and the New Testament was established. And we can cry out with Paul, happy are all whose sins are forgiven. Today, we will pray together, today, that all who are here today, and that all who are joining us online worldwide, that they not only speak of message, but that they confess and recognize that the redemption took place by the blood of the Lamb. It's the main thing, and it will remain the main thing. And all who heard the message of Moses, they came out, and they were celebrating the Passover, and they were killing the Lamb, were applying the blood. And it was said, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. And tonight, the Lord wants to place and to see you and me under the blood as the redeemed, as the delivered ones from all bondages, from all what makes problems to you, what enslaves you, smoking, drinking, of all kinds of things, just being set free. Whom the Son of God makes free is free indeed. And this day shall serve for it, that all make the right beginning with our Lord and Savior. And as in the natural, the birth is the beginning of the natural life, so is the new birth the beginning in our spiritual life. And let me say it tonight, once again. As in the natural, a begetting must take place first, and the begotten one comes forth by a birth. And it's a creation. The begotten becomes a creation when it is born. And so it is with us. He who is born of God, begotten of God, was born again and is a new creature in Christ Jesus our Lord. made happen today by the power of the blood, by the word, and by the Spirit of God, with all, young and old, great and little, may it happen today. One more scripture from 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16 and 17. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Amen. Now let us stand up. Let us pray firstly. And in the meantime, the brothers will prepare the supper. We will see whether we have a microphone, and together we will sing "Just as I Am."
I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Once again. While our brothers are thanking the Lord, most surely some are coming to the front. Did you call the brothers? Please, all who give out the cup and the bread, come to the front, please. And we get silent. We close our eyes. We open our hearts. Brothers and sisters, it's such a desire for me, despite of my bodily weakness, despite of my concentration, it is really upon my heart that today all find grace with God, that all come to the Lord, that all say, forgive me, be merciful to me. Just say, Lord, I have sinned. I'm separated from you. I want to receive forgiveness and reconciliation and eternal life. Today, the Lord spoke through his word to all of us. And he showed us anew how important it is to read Isaiah 53 and to believe it, that it happened for us, that we could receive it. And as sure as we believe that the Lamb of God has shed the blood of the new covenant, so sure our guilt and sin was forgiven. Our sin was forgiven. And we may be thankful for the finished work of redemption. Today we may partake of the Lord's Supper. May all thank the Lord for the redemption, for the grace, for everything what was given to us. May all examine themselves, and may all who accepted God's grace, may all partake of the bread and of the cup. Who would like to be included in this prayer? Do we have some in our midst whom we could include in this prayer? Precious Lord, you are our Savior. In thee we have the redemption received by your blood, and all who raised their hands, may they all receive and accept by faith whatever you have given to us. Receive the forgiveness as sure as it is written in Luke 24, verse 47, that we, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we should preach the remission of sins to all nations. And that's how we do it tonight in this place. We preach to all who believe that their sins are forgiven, just as sure as the blood of the Lamb was shed on the cross of Calvary. Did you receive it? Say amen. Amen. And once again, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank for the bread. Thank. Give thanks. Great God, we are coming to you and we say thanks that you have become our example. At that time, at the Passover, you took the bread, you broke it. Lord, for us, we are here today. Lord Jesus, if you would be here, you would do it. But we ask you, please give grace, be merciful, that we give all the glory to your name. This bread represents your body. Lord, we thank you. We are many members, but this is one body. Bless this bread which we break. Give grace that whoever partakes of it, that he is worthy to partake of it. Bless it, Lord. And we want to praise you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord broke it. Thank the Lord. Each one is thanking. Seek the connection with the Lord. Seek it in prayer. Let us thank today with a happy courage, not being sad, we are coming to the Lord in sadness, but after the forgiveness, we are happy in the Lord. And therefore, Paul wrote, happy, blessed, happy are those whose sins are forgiven. Receive the gift of God. Receive the gift of reconciliation. Receive the gift with all your heart and partake of the Lord's Supper and receive it as a confirmation that you accepted what happened for you on the cross of Calvary. And all the people say, Hallelujah, Amen.
redeemed by the Lord. Fully redeemed. Fully redeemed. I am redeemed. I worship the Lamb which received me, which redeemed me at the cross. I am redeemed, redeemed by the Lord, fully redeemed. Crucified with him. Lord Almighty God, together we thank you once again for the perfect redemption. You accomplished it, and we thank you that we are your people of your inheritance. We will be with you forever. Thank you. Thank you that you went and that you prepared the place for us. You will come again to take us home. With all our hearts, we thank you for it. Also for this day, for this evening, for your precious and holy word, and for all brothers and all sisters who received and accepted what you have given unto us. Together we glorify
the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we ask you, be with us in Jesus' holy name. Amen.